Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Cooked Seed, a Memoir, by Anchi Min, narrated by Ali An. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, The Cooked Seed.
Part 1. Chapter 1. The date was August 31st, 1984. It was China's midnight and America's morning. I was about to drop out of the sky and land in Chicago. What made me scared and nervous was that I didn't speak English and had no money. The $500 I had folded in my wallet was borrowed, but I could not let myself be frightened. I was 27 years old, and life had ended for me in China. I was Madam Mao's trash. 四人帮的残渣余孽, which meant that I wasn't worth spit. For 8 years, I had worked menial jobs at the Shanghai Film Studio. I was considered a cooked seed, no chance to sprout. Sitting in the airplane crossing the Pacific Ocean, I felt like I was dreaming with my eyes wide open. I tried to imagine the life ahead of me, but my mind went the other way. I saw myself as a child attending kindergarten, where everyone called me Stink. My mother was ill with tuberculosis and never got the chance to wash the blanket I brought home every month. "It's just a matter of time," Mother said. She was 31 years old, and expected to die. Watching her labored breathing and thinking about how my grandfather died of tuberculosis at age 55 and my grandmother at 49, I didn't have the heart to keep asking my mother to wash my blanket. I brought the unwashed blanket back to the kindergarten. My teacher rolled her eyes. "And look at that pair of animal claws!" She turned away in disgust. I was embarrassed. I wished that I could tell her that I had tried to do it myself, but the scissor was too rusty to cut. I couldn't get help from my father, either. He was rarely home. He spent his days knocking on people's doors asking to borrow money, wearing tattered clothes patched at the knees and elbows. People avoided him the moment they saw him approach. In the hot and humid summer, pimples began to bloom on my forehead. Infected, they swelled and oozed pus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?